With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Right from the start, your smile was like a constellation.
That's rock and roll musician and composer Ridley Pearson, who has put his musical career on the back burner to focus on writing thrillers.
I spent a number of years, now 12 years, on the road as a musician, and felt if I could put an innocent bystander into an espionage plot, that I might have an exciting, entertaining book.
Ridley Pearson's novel, Blood of the Albatross, is about a young Seattle, Washington musician who was caught up in a plot to steal top-secret laser technology. Along the way, Pearson manages to work in two other loves, bicycle racing and yachting.
I came after the FBI with, you know, could a plot like this take place, since a lot of it's taken out of headlines. His comment was that anything you can think of has either happened or will have happened by the end of our interview.
Blood of the Albatross is Ridley Pearson's second published novel. His first, Never Look Back, is a spy chase tale that is now out in paperback. But Pearson's earliest attempts at thriller writing met with rejection after rejection and countless drafts.
What you read is not something maybe that came out of the typewriter the first time, that there's a tremendous amount of rewrite and compromise and learning to work with other people in order to get published.
Ridley Pearson says he writes the kind of stuff he likes to read.
I'm more into the entertaining and exciting and trying to give a person sort of a movie to read.
Ridley Pearson, musician, writer. He works and lives in a log cabin in Idaho.
Right from the start.
St. Martin's Press published his thriller, Blood of the Albatross. Pearson's novel, Never Look Back, is in the paperback racks.
I loved you right from the start.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.